I sat silently, taking in not just what he had said, but the painful way he said it.
There's a little more to it than that, of course, he added after a moment.
There always is, I replied, almost to myself. He looked quickly at me, nodded slowly, almost suspiciously.
Yeah, there always is at that. But that's the meat of it, what I told you. That's...
And then he was gone again.
That's the meat.
We spoke little more after that. He went over my cover story a couple of times. We talked about communications and timetables. He gave me the name of my contact in the refugee village called Sanctioned City. I mentioned that I wanted to take the suit along.
What suit?
He asked. The scout suit. You know, the black one I brought back from the sled.
Oh,
he said unhappily.
I ordered it spaced.
What? I cried, aghast. You mean it's gone?
Gone or going. What difference does it make?
Call him. See if you can stop it. I want to take it with me. Borglund, clearly uneasy, nevertheless obeyed. He got on the horn and located the suit, a scant 2 minutes or so before it was to be ejected. On my insistence, he ordered it placed in the lifeship.
What the hell do you want with that thing?
He growled after he had finished. It's an offering for wear. Just the kind of thing an historian type would find interesting. Borglund frowned.
I doubt that.
It's better than nothing, I countered. But I was puzzled. Why was he so cavalier with such an expensive, hell, irreplaceable piece of equipment? I asked him. The answer came in that dead sober, grinding way he had when he talked about the war.
This ship is out of the war business. At least out of the Antwar business.
Then he made a gesture which clearly told me to change the subject. I did. We parted. He had given me the only answer that interested him. If he could have gotten his bulk into that suit himself, he wouldn't have. It was the war to him. It was the ants. This bloodthirsty criminal, so eager to kill when it suited him, so enamored of pseudo-sadism, was terrified of the ants. I filed that away, too. Twala, bless her endless thighs, was there at the lock to wish me off, looking like an overgrown schoolgirl and acting worse. I had to stand on tiptoe to kiss her goodbye.